Hey, yo, what up? It's one of your hosts, Jay. Man, y'all know who I am. Question of the show. Can you imagine how it would feel to have full freedom, full complete freedom? And we're not talking just time, location, financial freedom. We're talking about freedom on a whole deeper level. If you're like, yo, that would be great and wonderful, you're going to love the show. So buckle up and let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Lifestyle, wellness, and a damn good time. Level up, level up, level up, level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Hit it.
To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Today's gonna be a good day. Gonna be a good day. Today's gonna be a good day.
I don't even know why I try.
Hey!
I don't try, really, though.
Well, you should try a little harder. Because if you did try, then maybe you wouldn't have me doing weird intros.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Look, I'm just saying, today's gonna be a good day, because today we are talking about freedom.
Why do you always get louder?
Freedom. Look, I'm sorry that I don't operate like you. I operate like me, and this is what me does. And I could see the podcast team doing that for a quote, and it would be so funny. Because that's like so true. Like, it's like, I don't operate like you. I operate like me, and this is what me does. Anyways, the reason I'm so excited, because we're talking about freedom. What's that from? Freedom, like where he yells freedom. I'm probably not doing a good impression.
I have no idea.
Like Braveheart?
I have no idea.
Anyways, so excited. Freedom is a fun topic. And one thing that I've come to understand is there are different like levels of freedom. And what a lot of people want is they want the freedom to do what they want when they want. Well, let's go a little bit deeper with that. Let's like break it down. You got location freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You got time freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You got freedom to make your own decisions or go where you want when you want, because there's financial freedom.
Right.
And those are all great. Those are all amazing things to have, because for the past 14 months, we have had time and location freedom, and it's been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I realized that the one thing that I didn't have, that I believe is the most important, is the freedom of your mind. If you're trapped in your mind, all the things that you can't do or what you're not good at or what you're not meant to do or whatever it is that's going on up there that's keeping you from actually stepping into your full power, your full calling, your full amazingness, then are you really free?
Very profound question. So what you're saying is basically, we have the keys to our emancipation all along, but we choose to keep ourselves locked in this jail cell that is our mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've experienced it firsthand over the past 14 months and beyond. Because from the outside, you could pop in and watch Instagram, YouTube, whatever, like, or be my friend and be like, God, you guys are living the dream. And you know what? We are. We are living the dream, and this is all by design. This is on purpose. This is intentional. We are doing this because we made a decision, and now we're doing it.
Right.
But all the rest of this stuff, right? When you talk about fulfillment, when you talk about what makes you happy, when you talk about the whole picture and being your true authentic self, like every piece of it, all the different dimensions of life. And I'm going to speak from my experience. One thing that has come up time and time again is this, as you said, Jay, this, my soul's been calling me as I've been writing and rewriting and rewriting the same thing over and over for years. But my mind was keeping me from it, thinking I couldn't have it, or I wasn't good enough, or I had to be a certain level, or I had to. And look, here's the thing that's interesting. Because of who I am, and I'm speaking to you listening too, because of who you are, you can, will, and you are achieving greatness. You are achieving greatness with your current state of being. But I'm talking about when there's like something deeper. I'm talking about when you're scrolling on Instagram or whatever, social media, YouTube, and you're looking at what other people have, wishing you had it too. And that moment that you look and you say, well, that's not for me. I'm not going to have that. That's not going to happen. Or whatever thing comes to your mind.
Have we already talked about the flat iron?
I don't know.
The curling iron?
Maybe.
You've told it so many times. It's a good story, though. I think this feels like a good place for that story.
But I don't know. I don't think so. But I mean, I've told it, but I don't know if we've told it on the here on the podcast. Well, hey, you know what? We can tell it again.
Right? If you've heard it again, sorry. I mean, if you're hearing this again, it's a really good story, though. Go ahead.
Well, where do I start?
Kind of segue into like what you were just finish your thought, if it wasn't already finished, on, you know, oh, I can't have that. That's not for me. Because I remember when we were talking about it, that's what you had. And you came to the realization, without spoiling the story, that you really do enjoy quality things.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It can be, okay, that's a good point, because I think sometimes we think about the big things when conversations like this come up, like, oh, I wish I had a nomad lifestyle like them. I wish I was traveling. I wish I had freedom. When I have more money, I'll do that or whatever. We think about the big stuff. Oh, I'll travel to XYZ place one day, or no, I don't know. I'll never go. Whatever. I'll have that house. Whatever it is. But I mean, we're talking about the little things. You know how they say you got to be good at the small things in order to get access to the big things.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or even enjoy the big things.
And for me, I have had over the past few weeks, things are just unraveling and unfolding at such a rapid pace for me. And this is due to all the work and the excavating and the digging and everything I've been doing. And one of the things that I've been working on and practicing and really wanting to understand and embrace and embody is the idea of an abundant mindset and being in abundance and trusting the flow and trusting the universe. And I have been taught and grew up around some very limiting money beliefs and money mindset.
Right.
I'm just going to say, haven't we all? To a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yeah.
To a certain extent. We all have our different stories and our different things.
Yep.
And for me, what's been happening is I've been recognizing when I say certain things, recognizing and being like, wow, like, is that even me? Is that what I want? Like, where'd that come from? Wow, that comes from this part in the family, or that comes from this person. And the cool thing is when we recognize beliefs and stuff, we can give them back. You can literally borrow a belief for any period of time in your life and you can give it back. And I ain't saying you got to call up Aunt Susie and tell her, fuck you, take your belief. I'm just saying, you know, you can release that belief.
Take this shit back, Aunt Susie. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, no, no. You know how to do that. So
listen, I wasn't going to do it. I had Jessica laughing.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, this story is so simple yet so profound. This experience is that I went and got my hair done in the last place we were at. And for me, I get my hair done every 6 months. I I'm cool with that. 5-6 months, get my hair cut and colored, whatever. And I'm getting my hair done and the girl is straightening it. And I mean, I was mind blown. Like, obviously I've gotten my hair done. I'm 30 something years old. Like, I've got my hair done a lot of times. And of course it always looks really good at the salon. Okay. But like this time when she was straightening, I was like, yo, how'd you get my hair that sleek? And she's like, well, I got this straightener and, you know, I use this shampoo or whatever. So I'm listening and I'm like, oh yeah, the straightener. And I'm thinking, great, you know, salon straightener shit's probably $800 or some shit, you know, thinking that like there's no way in hell.
Yo, them shits be mad expensive for real though. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Were you gonna go way off?
Yeah, I was. I was just saying like $400 for a set of clippers. Anyway,
yeah. But hey, it's true. What is true? Because I went to someone once upon a time, and she had a Dyson hair dryer.
Oh man.
And she bought it because she was like, "Yo, it's cream of the crop, and my hair dries by 8 minutes or something, so I can see more people in the day or whatever."
I mean, I get it though. Get it because
from a salon experience, yeah.
I mean, because I'm thinking of some of the things I bought, you know, as a fitness professional. So I mean, I get it. I can't knock it. So it's just funny when you're looking at the other side, you're like, yo, you spent that on like
right
Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, so she's like, yeah, I did this and I use this. And, you know, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. My first thought was, here we go. Here comes all this money. I'm not going to have that. Like, there's no way. I'll just stick with my hair the way that it always is and just whatever, you know. I was kind of like my first thought. So she goes, oh, you can get this at Ulta. You should just go to Ulta and go. It's called Baby Bliss. And I was like, okay. And I'm still thinking like, well, it's not that much. Okay, $300. Like, I'm thinking this is going to be a hell of an investment. So I go to Ulta. I'm talking to the lady. I point out the one she had. She guides me, you know, she's like, that one's actually for like super thick and coarse hair. This one's probably better for your hair. And we ended up stumbling on one that was super sleek design, like smaller, compact. It was $160. And then we found another Baby Bliss that was $99. And boy, I was tempted to get that $99 one because I was like, well, I have bought the Chi before and $99 is the most that I've ever spent on a curling iron and there or a straightener. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to spend more because this should do the trick. I'm already splurging, blah, 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 whatever, all the stuff. And I decided, I was like, you know what? 3 or 4 months ago, Jay gave me $200 to play with. And I still haven't played with this money yet. I've been kind of like struggling, trying to figure out what to spend it on. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a straightener. I'm going to get the sleek one. Because Jay always talks about like sleek, you know, like flying functional, cool shit that works. That's awesome. So I buy it and I bought it and I splurged and I got the same shampoo. It was like Redken All Soft. I'm like, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm getting the same, or I got the same conditioner she used. I'm going for it. So I bought it. Jay, now you tell the experience of after I bought it.
Oh my God. Like literally every 3 minutes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at my hair. Oh my God.
Like, so I came home and played with it.
Oh my God. Wow. 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 Babe, you want dinner? Oh my God, my hair. Oh, holy shit. God damn. Oh my God. Like literally for 30 minutes. But it was awesome because it was like you were like a kid at Christmas and fully experiencing what purchasing a quality item like that could do for you.
Yeah, because I was able to get rid of my curling iron. Because straighteners can curl hair too. So what? If you have the right one, like don't take the big, you know, flat one. But like if you have the right one, can curl your hair too. So I'm like, oh my God, like this is freaking amazing. And I know it sounds so simple, but it's recognizing, this is coupled on the fact of the Airbnb we're at is absolutely gorgeous. It is so nice. I feel so abundant here in this Airbnb. And I've talked about in one of my inspirational videos, the power of your environment and how you can use your environment to leverage and help you, you know, get what you want.
It's crazy because it's from the outside, you wouldn't think.
No.
It's as awesome as it is.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So I feel very abundant here. And then because this is a new Airbnb, the host is like, hey, let me know if there's anything you notice. And she is all about quality. So when she buys things, like I was like, hey, there's no toaster here. When she bought the toaster, like the last place we stayed, the lady would have bought the toaster at the, you know, negative $10 tree store. And it would have came and it would have been really weird or whatever. It would have worked, but it would have been like, real cheap. Like you push it and it breaks and you're like, fuck, I didn't even use it. Right? No, this toaster comes. It's really nice. And I'm like, wow, holy cow. This toaster's really nice. Wow. The kitchen's very nice. Wow. The straightener's very, it's like all these things, right? Piled up on each other. And it shifted the way that I look at abundance, quality things, experiences. It shifted that because now it's kind of like, you know how when you set the thermometer in your house, like the thermostat, you say, okay, it's going to be 73 in here. If it gets 74, the AC kicks on and puts it back at 73. Hit 72, this doesn't actually happen, but for sake of conversation, the heat kicks on and kicks it back to 73, right?
Or the AC just turns off until it hits 73.
Right, like it manages and keeps it. Thank you. There you go. That was way better. So it's like it manages it there. So how can you identify the thermostat in your life and raise or lower the temperature, right? Like, because obviously, if we're talking about temperature, then it's like, where is it comfortable? But let's just turn the temperature gauge into like a bar that has nothing to do with temperature. How can you raise or lower, ultimately raise, you know, your levels, your standards, your what it is you're looking for?
Right.
But I also say you can use this in the in the other way, because you can do this with your weight. You know what I'm saying? If your bar is set at, I'm comfortable at 200 pounds, you go up, you lose a little bit. You go down, you gain a little bit, right? Like your bar, your thermometer for your weight is set at 200. You know, so how can you use that even with your weight too? Because I've done that in the past too.
That's a touchy one for me.
Yeah. Well, you talk about too with clothes, like you've got your gauge clothes.
Yeah.
It's like really like, how can you give yourself a baseline? Because without a baseline, you're just floating.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
All feeds into freedom, by the way.
Yeah, totally. It sounds like when you're talking about this, it was like you were operating at a certain baseline. And it's like, I don't want to, maybe you weren't willing because you were so used to that baseline. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like when you actually experience something else, kind of like, you know, how I was not here on the podcast, but when we talk about the job thing, you know, you get a job making $5 an hour, $5 from like making nothing an hour. You're like, holy shit, I'm making money. Right.
Yeah.
Then you get a raise or something. You get a better job. You start making $10.
Yep.
You're not going to be like, yo, I'm going to go back to this job making $5. You know what I'm saying? Like you have a whole new experience of life.
Yeah. It's another perfect example of like that temperature gauge. You know, we bring all this up because when it comes to freedom, right, the ultimate flex, freedom, all of it, right, it all comes together. But I feel like everything expands when you free your mind.
Yep.
Everything expands. Everything. And I feel like there are examples throughout history of people who have been in horrible situations. They were put in jail and they were accused wrongfully, or they were in the Holocaust, or they were Nelson Mandela, or whoever they were. And they've put in horrible situations. And because they had their mind freed, even though their situations around them, they were able to do the amazing things they were able to do. I was trying to like encompass all these people's experiences in three words.
It's different. I don't know who I heard this from, but it's like, it's probably on the Mind Valley thing. You said about the dude who was dancing and everything, and he was throwing a party, and they were like, yo, why are we here at this party? Right? Nobody knew, right? And then somebody asked the host, I'm totally paraphrasing, so if I screw anything up, please correct me. They were like, yo, why are we throwing this party? It was like, yo, because I was in a major wreck. And I was like, oh my God, why are you dancing or whatever? And he's like, I forget, Jen, so jump in. But he was basically like, yo, my car is wrecked, but I have money to get 3 or 4 more cars. If I lost a limb or something, there wouldn't have been enough money in the world for me to like get that limb back. So shit, I'm celebrating. That's a whole different mindset.
Yeah. It's all shifts. I mean, if you talk about a shift with that, let's talk about success and defining success. Have you ever thought about and considered what success means to you? And I was listening to a podcast recently where the person who was being interviewed on the podcast was saying that they were asked by the host, like, what does success mean to you? And she said, well, in the past, I would have said a certain amount of money. She said, but now for me, it means freedom and happiness.
Yep.
And look, I'm not saying that your definition of success needs to be anything.
Right.
That's for you to decide. But the point of this podcast was talking about freedom and really just digging in and having a look around, like, what does freedom really mean? If you're chasing this like elusive freedom, or you have aspects of freedom, but you really don't feel free, like, what does that even mean?
I was just thinking of this when even the title, you know what I'm saying? Freedom is the ultimate flex. And we're talking about freedom, like Jen said, your mind. Think about someone who has everything, right? And then they lose, quote unquote, everything. And they're still able to be happy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And someone is like, yo, you had it all and you lost it all. And a person's like, yeah, I had it all. I can get that back. You know, like, that's the ultimate flex.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Someone's like, yo, your house, your car, all that is gone. And you're like, so? But I'm here.
Right.
All those things were material things. Like, I got them once. I can get them again.
Right.
Think about, yo, you don't break a dish in your house and you're like, oh my God, I can't get another dish. What do? You go to the store and get another dish.
Yeah.
Like when you think about it on that level, it's, even that is freeing. But you got to do work to get there. It's not like you're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, I've arrived.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. For me, this all, like you said, comes back to the mind, right? Everything comes back to freedom of the mind is the ultimate, like, apex. Okay? We could say that time and time again. But I just thought of something. I was just watching some videos on YouTube of Myron Golden, and he was talking about some millionaire mindset and millionaire principles, right? So he's like talking about how to be rich. And he had a two-part series and he gave some formulas on how to be rich and set the table and whatnot. And then part two was about how to be a millionaire on your way, like how to live a millionaire lifestyle on your way to being a millionaire. And the principle that he talked about was like breaking down, like, what is $1 million and what, like, you know, if you had $1 million and you made 6% interest on it, you'd be living off of $5,000 a month. And that's basically millionaire status. So how can you create $5,000 a month on autopilot? And that's basically you living as if you were a millionaire without having the millionaire status on your way to millionaire status. So taking that concept and applying it to this, how can you live a freedom lifestyle on your way to living a freedom lifestyle?
Right.
Because the thing is like I said, hey, if the next step for you is creating more time freedom, freaking let's go do it. Let's put it into place. Let's get you there with more time freedom.
Right.
If it's about more location freedom, let's get you there. Let's put that into place. Let's do that along the way. But remember that if you don't work on the mind freedom, you're going to hit a point eventually where you're going to stall out and get stuck, because you're going to eventually meet that feeling like you're missing something, like you don't have something, like there's something else you're searching for. And really, that something that you're searching for is that freedom in the mind, which is also known as happiness. And happiness is also this elusive thing that we all chase. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Look, happiness happens at such a deep level. Not just I'm happy because of external things. Happiness is an internal.
Yeah, happiness comes from inside, not outside. You, if you're seeking happiness from outside of you, you'll never be happy. I know you should never say never, but you'll continue to look for happiness because you can't get it from the outside. You can't get it from a person. You can't get it from things. Those things could add to your happiness, but if you're not happy before those things, how do you expect to be happy after them?
Right. You know what I got? I got good news.
Here we go again.
I think it's the coolest news ever. I think this is like the best thing ever. And these words I'm about to say, it's likely you've heard them before. And let's just say this too. It's likely that you're so intellectual that you're like, hell yeah, that makes sense. Question is why aren't many people applying these words? As many people, let's say that. And that's part of our mission. We want to help more people apply these words, because realizing that you are in complete, like you are the artist with the paintbrush and you can literally paint the masterpiece of your life.
Right.
You get to design your life. Like literally you get to. And like I said, you've heard these words. You intellectually understand them.
What are the words?
What I'm saying. Being an artist. I already said it.
I'm sorry. I was sitting on the edge of my seat here.
No, I'm saying it. Like you get to do this. And the thing is like where life is now. Oh, I'm about to say it. I'm about to say it.
I thought you already said it.
You are the artist. You created the life you're sitting in now. You're still the fucking artist. You're still the artist. So guess what? If you don't like the painting of your life in front of you, it's time to get a new palette. Like, I think this is a cool thing, because I think this is the thing that sometimes we get stuck in, right? We know that we create our life and we create our destiny, but it's like, yeah, but I don't have the life I want, blah, blah, blah. Like, yep. All these things.
I'm not going to put them on blast, but it just, I don't even know if they listen to the podcast, but it's kind of like we switched our social handles and Jenny reached out to a couple of friends, you know, just in case they were looking for us, even though they're already friends, so it should pop up. But anyway, and this particular friend was like, yo, I'm jealous, right?
You always make me jealous.
Yeah, like y'all, and I'm, and with that, it's like, yeah, why? What can we do to change that? How can we switch that jealousy into a plan of action? You know what I'm saying? Because if we always make you jealous, bro, just wait.
Yeah, like this, yo, is like,
shit's about to get crazy.
Yeah, this is horrible. I'm not out here to make people jealous, man. I'm out here to inspire. I'm out here to help you think differently. I'm out here to help you expand. Yeah, we totally, all of us, it's like a human thing. Like, we limit ourselves more than we ever could ever realize.
Facts.
And let's just say, just we're talking big picture here. You hire us and we break through a ton of those limitations and create this amazing life. You're going to be really happy, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to have more limitations. It's going to keep coming up.
Yep.
Us or anybody else you hire is not going to be able to remove all limitations, all mindsets, all. But the thing is like we've said in other podcasts, like you learn tools and you learn how to navigate those things even better. And sometimes in order to level up, right, it's exploring that next level of bullshit limitations and having someone else help you dream bigger, because we can only dream as big as our mind can even perceive.
Yeah, I mean, because like, we can break and shatter some stuff, but you're going to be in a new belief system.
Right.
And that new belief system will need to be challenged once it's ready to be challenged. Because you're going to be flying comfortable for a moment, and then it's going to be time to get to the next level. And it's like repeating the process all over again.
Right. And two, this is also where your intuition comes into all of this and learning to lean into and listen to the guidance. And this is something I've been learning to do, because intuition comes from infinity, right? It comes from a universe that is literally anything and everything you could ever imagine is available. And it's about getting on the wavelength, being a part of the energy, being able to raise, you know, your level to the level of whatever it is that you're calling in. It's just like a radio station, like you're tuning in. You're tuning in to what it is that you ultimately want in your life.
Right.
And if your brain, every time something comes up, is saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, like I was when it came to like sharing and stepping into my confidence and my power.
You won't be good enough.
It's not going to happen. You know, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, look,
you're right.
It's that's why we talk about this. And that's why this whole season is called Lifestyle Redefined. Because to get there, to do this, the baby steps that you would be taking is you're defining, you're aligning, and you're designing, right? So you're going to get clear on what does freedom mean to you? What does success mean to you? What are your values? Where are you out of alignment? What do you want? What do you truly want? Like, there are some things that you'll be flushing out, right? And then you're going to align to the frequency, and then you're going to design your life. I mean, it's really that simple, but it does take
work.
Work. And I love. Like, freedom for me is, freedom and connection are my number one and number two values. So know that you can align with freedom no matter your situation. Like I said, start practicing and start integrating freedom and more freedom things into your lifestyle on your way to becoming truly free.
Yep. Yeah, that was a mic drop. As usual, you know where to find us. I'm not going to tell you guys. So, yeah, it's been great. There's some takeaways. Takeaway number one. Define what your freedom looks like, what freedom you're looking for, and then unlock your mind to be free, right? That's the main takeaway. I'm going to leave you guys with one takeaway today. I don't want to overload you with like three or five or whatever. Let's start there. Let's start simple. 1% better. I want you all to get 1% better after every episode of this show, all right? So yes, work on that. Reach out. Let us know how it's going. Yeah, that doesn't matter. So, until next week,
holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.